Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 186 of the Ant King Frequency. How you going, Larry?
It's totally gnarly, bruh. Totally gnarly.
Oh, wow.
Good job, man.
Yeah, okay. Someone got on the right side of the bed this morning?
I don't know, man. We're totally time traveling. I got my flux capacitor for fluxing. You know, I got my plutonium. I got my dog in a radiation suit. I don't know how I got a radiation suit to fit a dog, but I did.
Yeah, I don't know. You got to watch out for those crazy Libyans, though.
Though Libyans don't dress like that, but maybe it's an FBI sting operation that they want to make a time machine, but they have patsies playing Libyans.
Yeah, so, I don't know. And we all know hanging at the top of a van with a bazooka is clearly...
Excuse me, my friend. A RPG, a rocket-propelled grenade that is not a bazooka.
No, but Marty does call it a bazooka in the film, I'm pretty sure. He uses the words bazooka.
I don't think he says anything. He's just like, you know... He goes, holy S, see if you bastards can do 90. And that's, you know...
Really?
Yes, because after that, that's when he goes 90. The time circuits are on and fluxing. The flux flasher is fluxing. He goes back in time. The flame trails lead to the Fox photo booth. The VW minibus hits, because I remember the terrorist, he's got the RPG cover. He's like, ah, and he crashes into the Fox photo booth and it rolls over on its side.
I'm going to have to... check with our research.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
I'm pretty sure the word bazooka gets said.
I don't think it does.
I'm watching it now. I'm watching Doc Brown. Here we go.
They found me. I don't know how, but they found me.
What's the difference between a bazooka and an RPG? Like, what is a bazooka specifically?
Okay, a bazooka, the round goes down the barrel. Like further down the barrel to the rear end of the barrel, and it fires like that. It has opened up, like the tip of it's opened up. It's kind of like a kind of almost like a giant version of a blunderbuss. So you know, a blunderbuss has like that opens up like that. Where a rocket propelled grenade, it really just is a tube. You pull a trigger, it ignites the rocket, and the rocket and the grenade part shoots a hot stream of molten copper. It'll melt through steel.
Okay. All right.
My useless weapons knowledge.
I love your weapons knowledge. You know that. You know, many a time I'll just get a thought and I'll go, I'm going to message Larry. And I love the time delay we have, so that inevitably 6 hours later I'll be doing something else entirely different, and I'll just get, you know, something come through about recoil on a shotgun or rounded bullet tips or something. So,
yeah, 30-30 Winchester rounds. Like, that's not a shotgun. It's 30-30 Winchester round tips. Blizzard screwed up.
Hazmat suit, Einstein, he's barking at something. This is a long scene. Here we go. Oh my god.
They found me. I don't know how, but they found me. Run for it, Marty! Who do you think the Philippines? I don't know.
Okay, they got a machine gun first.
AK-47.
Doc Brown pulls a revolver.
Make sure.
A pearl-handed revolver. There he goes. It gets perforated.
Oh, bastards!
Oh, no way. It didn't continue to the next bit. Oh, bloody movieclips.com.
You fell for it. You fell for that crap. But trust me, I don't think he says bazooka at all. I could put the DVD. I got the Blu-ray in right behind me.
No, it's cool. I trust you. When don't I trust you?
I could always get my brother to repeat the entire movie. He did that through the hurricane. He did it in two parts. It's like a stage play. He did an intermission so he could get something to drink and stop. But he just performed all the parts, which is kind of disturbing when he starts performing, you know, the parts with Lorraine. It's like he's doing everything with Strickland. He's like the one man band show of Back to the Future. But when you got no power and you're tired of listening to the same radio station because everything else is coming in all fuzzy, it's pretty interesting.
Does your brother have to watch Wheel of Fortune at a certain time every day?
No. What happened is he's a special one. He's special.
Nah, he's lovely, Jim. I won't have a bad word said about your brother, mate.
He was able to fix VCRs at a young age. Like, he's technically minded, but if you put your hand on his shoulder and he don't want you to put your hand on his shoulder, he'll make it known. He's come to the point where he nearly broke a guy's hand. The guy put his, like, "Hey man, good job," and he, like, grabs the guy's hand. He's like, "Don't you touch me," and I'm like, "Oh, okay." It's not some judo thing, but it's more like just raw animal. It was like a gorilla in a cage. It's like, oh, it's a nice gorilla. It's just doing nothing. Go all Harambe.
All right. Well, that's one of the things I love about this podcast is we can start off with a mind to do a certain thing, and before long we're talking about Harambe and Libyans and RPGs versus bazookas. It's great. It's great, and I hope the listeners enjoy that level of unpredictability.
Speaking of enjoy, though, we're going to enjoy something we haven't done in a while, which is a mix going back to the past.
That's right.
That past being an 80s house mix, but part two, Electric Boogaloo.
That's right. Some time ago now, what more than a year, almost 18 months ago, we did one of our most popular mixes to date in the history of the Ant King Frequency, and that was our 80s party mix. So we're going to go back to the past in the future and release a sequel to that called the 80s Party Mix Part 2. Of course, Larry's mix comes up first, and mine will be close behind. Here we go. Take it away, Larry. The 80s Party Mix Part 2.
The Ant King of Frequency.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life. It means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun, day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking them how much of your time is left, ask them how much of your mind, babe. 'Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. In this life, you're on your own. And if the elevator breaks down, go crazy. Punch the highest floor. Please don't lie. Well, you're living in. Friendly Right. knew that she was hot. She was singing, don't turn around.
crush your guts. You wanna make love or what?
Oh, Rio, Rio.
Jungle love.
the song they're playing on the radio. Wild color lights up your face.
Thank you. Frequency. Copyright 2018 by White Tiger Graphics.